أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذي فرض عليك القرآن لرادك إلى معاد، قل ربي أعلم من جاء بالهدى ومن هو في ضلال مبين. وما كنت ترجو أن يلقى إليك الكتاب إلا رحمة من ربك، فلا تكونن ظهيرا للكافرين. صدق الله العظيم. In the eyes before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke very briefly about the hereafter, that the hereafter are for those people who do not seek arrogance on this earth, nor do they create facade and fitna, and wal'aqibatu lil-muttaqeen, the end and the ultimate return is for those people who have the taqwa. In other words, they are the people most worthy of the hereafter. Here in this ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addresses our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and these ayat begin the conclusion of the surah, Surah Al-Qasas. At the very beginning of the surah, it was explained that this surah or portions of the surah was revealed to our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst he was on the hijrat, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had experienced difficulty with regards to leaving Makkah Mukarramah. Not that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu billah was reluctant to fulfill the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but it was the natural feeling, the natural inclination towards his birthplace, and then it was the city of Makkah, it was the Baytullah that created this kind of difficulty in the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam to leave Makkah Mukarramah. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhum and others have stated that when Nabi alayhi salatu was salam was on this journey, amongst the ayat to have been revealed, one was the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that amount of ease and consoled him in that Musa alayhi salatu was salam also had to leave his birthplace and also had to make hijrat for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that eased the pain of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And amongst those ayat was also this ayah that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the ayat Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لَرَادُّكَ إِلَى مَعَادٍ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certainly that being that had ordained upon you the Qur'an, la radduka ila ma'ad, it will be he, it will be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself that will return you to the place of return, and that is Makkah Mukarramah. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala consoles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at the same time Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives him the glad tidings that your separation from Makkah Mukarramah will not be a complete separation, that you will never ever come back to Makkah for the rest of your life, but there will be the time when you will come back to Makkah Mukarramah. And of course we saw that after Nabi alayhi salatu was salam had made hijrah, in the 7th year of the hijrat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come, he had made umrah in Makkah Mukarramah, he stayed there for a period of 3 days, but the reality was this, that Ya Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was referring to Fateh Makkah, the conquest of Makkah in the 8th year of the hijrah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned as the Fatih, as the conqueror of Makkah Mukarramah. One important aspect that the ulama have discussed over here is that the quality that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala used to describe himself, إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنِ, certainly that being that has ordained upon you the Qur'an Kareem. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enjoined some responsibilities upon you with regards to this Qur'an Kareem. The responsibility of obviously delivering the message of the Qur'an Kareem to the ummah, the responsibility of practice of this Qur'an Kareem, the responsibility of teaching the Qur'an Kareem, the responsibility of preserving the Qur'an Kareem, the responsibility of delivering this entire message to the whole of mankind and the whole ummah. That was the responsibility that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had enjoined upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had entrusted him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention here that it is because of that that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you this magnificent and this great victory. That is why the ulama have explained that you and I as an ummah also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also given us a promise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also granted us virtue. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has already given us this glad tidings that we are the best of nations. But obviously that comes with a responsibility. The one responsibility here is this Quran and the Kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if we fulfill this responsibility of learning the Quran Kareem, of practicing the Quran Kareem, teaching and delivering the message of the Quran Kareem, we ourselves become examples so that others will follow, then definitely Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will change the condition of the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, قُلْ رَبِّي أَعْلَمُ مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْهُدَى. Certainly say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that my Rabb knows best who is that person that comes with hidayat. In other words, that knowledge Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has. And secondly, وَمَنْ هُوَ فِي ظَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ, and who is on manifest deviation, that is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That criterion Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the criteria of hidayat and the criteria of dalala, the criteria of guidance and the criteria of being led astray. That is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the criteria by which man will be judged. So Allah Ta'ala has granted me the Quran. You, O disbelievers, have not accepted this. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows about your deviation. وَمَا كُنْتَ تَرْجُوا أَن يُلْقَى إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ. Thereafter Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addresses again our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Ta'ala says to him, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you did not expect, you had absolutely no hope that this kitab, the Quran Kareem, will be revealed upon you, will be granted to you. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not give you any form of hope before the nubuwat of Nabi alayhi salam, before the age of 40. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made no promises to Nabi alayhi salam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not give any form of inclination. There was absolutely no hope in the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Then suddenly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, and this entire wahi begins upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So what is this? Illa rahmatan min rabbik. But it is a rahmah from your Rabb. It is a rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this ayat also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very, very clear that insofar as nubuwat is concerned, that is the choice of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and no person can exert himself, make effort and gain nubuwat. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's choice. Allah grants it to whomsoever Allah ta'ala so desired. فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ ظَهِيرًا لِلْكَافِرِينَ. And in exchange for that, don't ever become a helper to the disbelievers. In other words, in any form whatsoever, physically, morally, in any way, do not support the disbelievers and do not become helpers towards the disbelievers. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.